Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call on EVN's results for the first three quarters of the 2022/2023 financial year. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your host, Mr. Stefan Szyszkowitz.
Welcome, everybody, to EVN's conference call on the results for the first three quarters of this financial year. This reporting period was still characterized by very mild weather conditions, especially to southeastern Europe, that affected the energy demand, and we also observed reduced energy consumption by our customers due to the energy-saving activities. The energy production from renewable energy sources nearly reached last year's level, and the share of renewable generation increased to 76%. Overall, our group net result developed positively due to the segment's generation in Southeast Europe. Besides this significantly higher Verbund dividend for the last financial year, it contributed 158 million euros to the group net result. Supply business is still under pressure. EVN KG shows a negative result of 268.7 million euros. I will go now in more detail later in the presentation. 2 years ago, EVN developed its EVN Climate Initiative, and joining the Science Based Targets initiative is just one of our cornerstones. Thereby, we committed to CO2 emission reduction targets. These goals are significantly supported by our ambitious investment program for the expansion and connection of renewables. Over the coming years, annual investment will be increased to over 600 million euros, with three-fourths going to Lower Austria, mainly in the fields of network infrastructure, renewable generation, and drinking water supplies. Wind capacities will be expanded by another 350 megawatt to 750 megawatt by 2030. Additionally, we will build up a photovoltaic portfolio of about 300 megawatt within this decade. In the reporting period, we commissioned the wind park Japons as part of a repowering and the 3 large-scale photovoltaic plants. 3 further wind parks and 1 additional photovoltaic project are under construction. 2 more wind parks are already in the pipeline for 2024. All in all, we will additionally connect roughly 116 megawatt wind and photovoltaic capacities, therefore 94 megawatts still within this calendar year. In July, EVN concluded a contract with the European Investment Bank for a green loan at the amount of 110 million euros to finance the construction of further wind parks. Let me now continue with the key financials of this reporting period. In the first three quarters, the group's revenue slightly decreased year on year to 1.9 billion euros. This development is mainly due to lower revenues in Southeastern Europe due to the decreasing energy market prices and the international project business, where the Kuwait project has already reached its peak. In contrast, revenue was positively affected by price effects in renewable electricity generation, valuation effects from hedging transactions, higher prices at EVN Wärme, and higher network sales. The costs of electricity purchases from third parties and primary energy expenses dropped year on year to 1.3 billion euros. This mirrors the development of revenue against the background of decreasing energy market prices. In contrast, higher costs for network losses and upstream net costs for Netz Niederösterreich, as well as higher energy procurement costs for EVN Wärme, were recorded. Other operating expenses increased mainly due to an energy crisis contribution for electricity, which has been payable in Austria since December last year. The share of results from at equity accounted investees sharply dropped to minus 157.7 million euros. As forecasted, the sales company EVN KG recognized a significant loss in the reporting period of 268.7 million euros. In total, group EBITDA amounted to 602.1 million euros. Scheduled depreciation and upper amortization increased slightly according to the higher investment program. Please be aware that prior year's figures reflected 51.2 million euros from impairment testing. Hence, Group's EBIT rose to 359.2 million euros and financial results increased to 132.5 million euros, which reflects the dividend payment from Verbund at the amount of 158 million euros. In total, group net result amounted to 419.1 million euros. Now, let's move on to the next slide, which provides information regarding group's balance sheet structure. Balance sheet sum decreased due to a substantial decline in the carrying amount of equity accounted investees, which resulted primarily from the operating loss of EVN KG and negative valuation of hedges held by EVN KG and Energieallianz at the end of the reporting period. Furthermore, the price development of the Verbund share compared to the end of September 22 caused a decline in other investments. As of the end of June, EVN net debt increased year on year to 1.5 billion euros due to the higher investment level and temporary financing of working capital needs. Correspondingly, gearing ratio amounted to 23.1%. Nevertheless, our financial flexibility remains solid. EVN AG had committed undrawn credit facilities in the amount of 701 million euros as at the end of June. As already mentioned, EVN concluded a contract for a green loan at the amount of 110 million euros to finance the construction of further wind parks. The first disbursement under the loan was made in July. Let me now present our segments in more detail. First, the energy segment. Mild temperatures characterized the first three quarters of the financial year, especially compared to prior year's level. Hence, energy sales volumes to end customers declined. Energy savings by customers additionally decreased volumes. Additionally, with decreased market price levels, many supply companies came back to the market. We had to face an increased competition with the electricity and natural gas customer segment. Revenue in the energy segment is mainly influenced by energy trading order to optimization of the EVN gas storage facilities, the marketing of electricity generated by EVN, besides its conclusive revenue from our domestic heating business. In this reporting period, revenue increased to 802.6 million euros. This development was primarily due to valuation effects of hedges as of the balance sheet date, as well as price effects in the marketing of our own electricity production in our own heating business. Operating expenses were higher year on year and reflected a rise in procurement costs for biomass and natural gas. Furthermore, price-related higher expenses for electricity purchase from third parties from the marketing of our own renewable electricity generation and the prevailing inflation negatively affected operating expenses. As already mentioned, at our previous results presentation this year, earnings contribution from our equity accounted energy distribution company, EVN KG, remains under massive pressure. Its result sharply declined in the reporting period, accounting to minus 268.7 million euros. Higher procurement costs can only be passed on to customers with a delay, which negatively affects operating results. Additionally, negative effects had to be recorded due to a lower valuation of hedges as of the balance sheet date and increased provisions for impending losses from contractual obligations. Based on this development, segment EBITDA amounted to minus 109.5 million euros and EBIT decreased to minus 126 million euros. On the next slide, I will present the developments of our generation segment. Electricity generation volumes declined year on year by 18.9%. The main trigger for the decline was a decrease in the use of the Theiss power plant by the Austrian network transmission operator for network stabilization. Production from renewable resources nearly reached last year's level, but significantly lower wind flows couldn't be offset by higher electricity production from hydropower. The share of renewable generation increased year on year to 76%. Revenue increased to 368.2 million euros, mainly due to higher electricity prices, which all could offset the decline in the electricity production. The prevailing high inflation, as well as the energy crisis contribution for electricity, led to higher operating expenses. The Austrian law on energy crisis contribution became effective as the 1st of December last year and will apply for a limited period until the end of this year. The price cap for the tax is 140 euros per megawatt and can be increased up to 176 euros per megawatt hour, subject to investment into renewable generation assets and energy efficiency measures. However, as of the beginning of June this year, the thresholds were reduced by a federal government resolution to 120 euros per megawatt hour, especially respectively 156 euros per megawatt hour. The effect in the first three quarters amounted to 21 million euros and is expected to increase to about 32 million euros in the full financial year. This is, of course, based on the resolutions currently in force. All in all, EBITDA of the generation segment increased to 221.8 million euros. The result was, in addition, positively affected by higher earnings contribution from at equity accounted Verbund Innkraftwerke. Segment EBIT amounted to 189 million euros. But please still bear in mind last year's re-evaluation of the Kavana wind park in Bulgaria that amounted to 6.4 million euros as of the 31st of March. Let's continue with the network segment. Our network segment was impacted by the mild temperatures within the first three quarters of this financial year. Network distribution volumes for both the business as well as the household customers decreased year on year because of the mild weather. Customers' energy saving efforts also negatively affected volumes. The decline in gas distribution volumes was additionally caused by the reduced use of our Theiss power plant. This capacity is contractually reserved for grid stabilization by the transmission system operator APK. Segment revenue slightly increased year on year to 494.3 million euros, mainly driven by the positive price effects for network tariffs of our electricity. As of 1st of January this year, system network tariff for both electricity and natural gas were increased by the Austrian Energy Regulator. Additionally, a positive revenue contribution was also recognized by our subsidiary CabriPlus. Costs for network losses and upstream network costs increased due to higher market prices. Other operating expenses were influenced by prevailing high inflation. In total, EBITDA slightly decreased to 203.2 million euros and EBIT was down to 76.8 million euros. Let's move on to the Southeast Europe segment. In the reporting period, temperatures in Southeast Europe were significantly below the previous year and also the long-term average. This led to a decline in network and energy sales volumes. In contrast, electricity generation volumes increased due to higher water flows as well as newly commissioned photovoltaic plants in North Macedonia. Segment revenue declined to 1.185 billion euros because of lower network and energy sales volumes as well as lower wholesale prices. This development couldn't be offset by higher network tariffs in Bulgaria and an unscheduled increase in electricity prices for the regulated household customer segment in North Macedonia. Operating expenses decreased in the reporting period to the following facts. Firstly, costs for the third-party electricity purchases and energy carriers dropped in line with the development of revenue. And secondly, costs for network loss coverage in North Macedonia were reduced due to the government-subsidized purchases. In total, segment EBITDA amounted to 178.8 million euros and EBIT was up to 118.9 million euros. And finally, the environment segment. In our international project business, we currently work on 15 projects in the field of wastewater treatment, drinking water treatment, and thermal sludge treatment. In the reporting period, we received the order for the construction of a wastewater treatment plant and sewage sludge utilization plant in Skopje as part of a general contractor assignment. The contract value is around 184 million euros. Additionally, EVN recently awarded the contract for the construction of a sewage sludge incineration plant in Munich with a contract value of roughly 255 million euros. The plant is designed to process thermal utilization of all sewage sludge produced in Munich and 22 connected surrounding municipalities. This plant will also take into account the issue of phosphorus recovery. The total order book as at the end of June amounted to 697.3 million euros. With the order in Munich, this amount increased to around 950 million euros. At our project in Kuwait, we are also making great progress, as at the end of June, completion has reached roughly 90% at the wastewater treatment plant and nearly 65% for the wastewater infrastructure. Revenues decreased year-on-year to 364.3 million euros, already reflecting the good progress made at the Kuwait project, where the peak has already been reached. Correspondingly, operating expenses declined. The Kuwait project, via the project holding company, also positively affected earnings contribution from equity accounted investees. In total, EBITDA increased to 44.3 million euros, and EBIT amounted to 20.3 million euros. It should be noted again that the previous year was affected by an impairment loss at the amount of 57.6 million euros. Financial result in the reporting period declined due to the increased interest expenses. Hence, result before income tax rose to 0.6 million euros. The next slide shows the development of our group cash flow in this reporting period. Gross cash flow in the reporting period was highly compared to the previous year at 944.2 million euros. The main drivers for this development were higher earnings before income tax recorded in the reporting period and the correction of negative earnings at the equity accounted EVN KG. Additionally, the dividend distribution of VERBUND for their financial year 2022 positively influenced the result, and with that, the gross cash flow. In contrast, the cash flow was weakened by lower dividend distribution from other equity accounted investees. Cash flow from operating activities amounted to 365.1 million euros. Triggers for this development were the liquidity settlement for EVN KG and the related capital commitment for working capital. A negative effect was also the year-on-year increase in income tax payments. The cash flow from investing activities significantly increased in the reporting period to -374.8 million euros. This position reflects the high investment, which were contrasted by a year-on-year reduction in investments in cash funds. This position also contains a capital contribution to EVN KG. Cash flow from financing activities amounted -103.9 million euros and includes EVN's dividend payment for the last financial year, as well as scheduled repayments of financial liabilities. Additionally, in the reporting period, EVN concluded three long-term bank loans totaling 150 million euros. The recently concluded contract with the European Investment Bank for a green loan at the amount of 110 million euros to finance wind power project has not yet been taken into account as the first disbursement under the loan took place after the end of the reporting period. The net change in cash and cash equivalents amounted to -113.6 million euros. Additionally, EVN has committed undrawn credit facilities of 701 million euros as of the end of June. I would like to conclude my presentation with the outlook for this financial year. In this financial year, the contribution of EVN's operating activities to the group net result will amount to approximately 250 million euros. As already presented, as additional earnings contribution of 158 million euros to group net results for the current financial year has come from VERBUND AG. To the next ordinary annual general meeting in February 2024, we will propose a special dividend of 0.62 per share in addition to the ordinary dividend that is expected to amount to at least 0.52 per share. The dividend proposal already considers our ambitious investment program, which is considered to exceed 600 million euros. The focal points of investments are on network infrastructure, renewable generation, and drinking water supplies. Now I've reached the end of this results presentation. I'm looking forward to answer your question.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question now, please press nine followed by the star key on your telephone keypad only once. If you wish to cancel that question, please press nine followed by the star key a second time. please press 9 and star now to state a question. And the first question comes from Thibault Dujardin, Société Générale. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you very much for taking my question. A quick question concerning EVN KG, just to understand the metrics behind it, the procurement. I understand if the procurement was mainly done in 2022, if you could maybe give us maybe exposure in terms of terawatt hours, and when we should expect returns to be positive, and what to look at in this regard. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, as you mentioned, of course, the year 22 has been a very challenging year regarding the procurement. We are doing on the procurement on a monthly basis. We try to group different kind of customers and try to hedge also the procurement which we are doing. And then of this basis, we have, of course, a rucksack coming from the period of 22. Now with a more relieved energy markets, of course, it takes a certain period when the new normal regarding energy pricing is stable on both sides, on the procurement and on the sales side. So we expect till April 24 that this period will last, but step by step easing the pressure regarding the results.
Thank you very much. And you indicated that you experienced delays in terms of pass-through of the procurement cost. Do you expect to be able to recover part of this negative cost, or maybe is it less possible?
As we have stated, over the whole year, the result of EVN KG will be highly negative for this financial year. Of course, with this reduced levels of energy cost on the international markets, the pressure for next year will be more relieved on the midterm, and this we want to try to explain also on our Capital Markets Day. We expect a return on revenues between 3% and 5%. This is over the long term a very stable position.
Thank you very much. So just to be sure to understand, maybe there is delays, but you won't be probably able to recover most part of this of the negative result from 2023. Just to be sure
We will realize, of course, in this financial year at the end of September, a big part of this kind of spread between procurement and end customer sales price adoption. So there's no doubt that this is a tough year for the sales company in this financial year 22-23. You've seen this in all three quarterly results which we have published, and also the expectation to the end of September.
Thank you very much.
The next question comes from Richard Alderman, BTIG. Please go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, excellent.
Just really following up from those previous questions. So can I just understand a little bit more about how you manage those retail contracts in the context of the comments, obviously, that you talked about of increased competition as well? So are you saying it's going to take you until April 24 to fully reprice all of those contracts? And is that because some of them are two-year contracts that you fixed before the Ukrainian crisis? I'm trying to understand about the sort of movement in all of the valuation of the negative hedges versus the repricing. How quickly is that moving forward compared to what you expected or indeed what your competitors are doing. And on that point, you mentioned increased retail competition. Can you give us some color as to what's been going on through this calendar year? Mm-hmm. So are you seeing a big increase in churn because other competitors are using short-term gas and power curves to offer cheaper contracts? How is that evolving in Austria at the moment? That's the first question. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me take this question. You're completely right. We have two effects. Of course, we have this kind of delay by higher procurement costs and how you can adopt end customer prices in a historic situation which we have faced. No? So we were increasing end customer prices on the normal, classical customer base two times in the year of 22. And then 23, we changed the general contract with the majority of our customers to have a new pricing basis on an individual basis. This is one thing how we try to adapt to the changed situation. The second is in the crisis of autumn, early winter 22, a lot of the competitors were closing their operation and therefore ending their supply contracts with customers. We took in this situation of around 43,000 electricity and gas customers on our book and did also the procurement for them for the next year. And if I have an expectation till the end of September, I would not be surprised if around the same amount of customers would move on but trying to get the best optimum. Yeah? So you have two sides on this crisis story which we have seen. And therefore, with the strong coming down of energy prices, also all the hedging products, of course, showed the change. Also, that we, in the side of security of supply, we are booking for our end customer gas in the gas storage facility, which also have now a different value, which is stored in the... So we have not the electricity side alone, we have also the gas security supply side. All these effects are coming together. We hope that if we follow this mechanic of this monthly procurement for different customer groups, if we offer them a short-term sales contract or one which is secured for both sides for 1 year, we have different possibilities how the market can develop. And on this kind of level, we should get the peak of these high energy prices of 22 passed through or taken, acknowledge the negative result with April 22. And of course, in the new budget for the coming year, we will also acknowledge the sales company with more or less the midterm perspective of this 3-5% return on revenue as a target.
So just to clarify, are you saying that when you take on new customers that you are not fully locking into the gas and power that you're selling to them on that 1 year contract at the point of taking them on?
Yeah, it is. You try to judge the consumption of this customer as a sum, but as we discussed before, the temperatures are always different from the normalized temperatures in the planning. So we cannot 100% hedge something which you don't know if you will 100% sell of it. So there is always a differentiation, a deviation between what you plan and try to secure and what is really happening then. This is affecting, of course, not only the procurement side for the sell side, it's also the sell side of the produced energy. So both try to use all instruments to lock in chances and risk, but of course it's not a mathematically perfect 100% target which you can achieve in real life. And this is then reflected with the fluctuation on balance sheet states of the different products.
And one last question: have you seen churn rates move up materially? In terms of,
I think I would say if we have a period of 18 months or 24 months, yeah, because the increase on wholesale prices started in summer 21. Yeah. So I would not be surprised that we will come back to a level of customer base before this kind of disruptive environment started. But as I mentioned before, on a different legal basis, because more or less all our customers have now a bilateral civil contract regarding the prices, not someone which is coming from the past as a bundle, yeah, of customers and certain groups.
And can I ask one last question? The Capital Markets Day, what's prompted you to decide to hold one now? I don't think you've held one for some considerable time. I was racking my brains as to when was the last time you've done it.
Honestly, I think it's quite simple, because as we discussed, now we're coming on a period of 24 months, which never has been in any expectations of this energy industry before. Also, of course, COVID and war influence. And there we thought, okay, regarding energy future and performance and strategy, could be a good moment now to update this and also explain things like we did before, because we think it's very important for our investors that they have this kind of guidance and also have a good feeling how the main drivers of our business and our profitability will develop over the next years. So it's not so much related to this ongoing year, because we will be in the quiet period at the end of September, but heading to 2030 is still the only Austrian company who has science-based targets for CO2 reduction. Might be a good point to do it.
So will it include guidance for the coming year and then longer data guidance?
Yes. This is the reason we are working with the supervisory board on our budget for next year and, of course, on the main assumptions, yeah, for the upcoming years. And we want to share this with our investors so they can put all this information together and make up their mind.
Okay. Thank you very much.
So please join us, by the way.
Okay, so at the moment, there seem to be no further questions. If you would still like to ask a question now, please press 9, followed by the star key on your telephone keypad once. And there's one question coming from Teresa Schinwald, Raiffeisen Bank International. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thanks. To round up all the questions regarding the retail business, could you please split the result of KG in operating losses and the valuation effect, please, just to give us a flavor about that?
I think this is a fair Sophie question. So I think that the operating effect amounts around to minus 46 million. And the other effects regarding provisions and valuation of gas inventory is around 136, and regarding the hedges around 80. So this roughly would make it up the different components of this ongoing business in KG.
My next one is regarding the Southeast Europe operations, which are now quite significantly above the usual guidance range. Do you consider these results levels to be safe for this year? And would you think that this is a general step up or just an exceptionally good year in Southeast?
Well, of course, as we discussed, in this situation of the last 24 months, extraordinary things on all levels have happened. What they did in Southeast, they did things to support the whole energy value chain by their means of the state, and also tries to stabilize the all-over economy. So in this result, which we are showing now, is a part, yeah, of something which we were missing in the year before in North Macedonia, and there's a part of something which we will not see in Bulgaria in the next year. So you have extraordinary timing effects on both sides. We always gave a certain guidance for the segment itself, is this 40-60 million of EBIT. We see a certain potential on the midterm for a higher kind of range, but we will also try to update this on the Capital Markets Day in October when we have more exposure and knowledge regarding the remaining weeks.
Understood. And the last one is maybe more of a general question, because the Austrian regulation is now also about to switch to two different kinds of remunerations for existing assets and new assets, granting a higher cost of capital or return for new network assets. And for example, Germany is now also following this example. And at the same time, the network utilities are heavily criticizing this new system because they say higher WACC for just 5 years is nothing to cover the required returns for the massive new investment into grids in this changing environment. Can you update us a bit on what's going on here in Austria for, I know, the upcoming regulatory period, but also, yeah, in general, because I don't think that Austria is very much different here.
I think I can support the analysis that, of course, these energy grid systems and the regulation, which were developed and a little bit different in different countries, but still from the core, it's a regulated asset, and it's reflecting on the certain components regarding how the assets have to be financed, that the change from stable state adopting to economic development and then heading to the energy future. The energy future is a different league, yeah, of investments in the transformation in Europe. Therefore, I would support also the thesis that the regulatory frameworks have also to be adopted step by step. A first step is seeable when they try to reflect on increasing higher interest rates by giving a higher WACC for new investment. At the end, you all have to see the overall grid development. And for Netz Niederösterreich, I can confirm that the investment level are increasing pretty strong over the last years. And we also, as we gave some guidance regarding 600 million, this will also not stop here in the near future. Therefore, the debate in the industry with the different stakeholders is taking place, yeah, how the shared common goal of energy transition can be then also included in guidance regarding the regulatory framework. This debate is ongoing. Of course, the European Regulatory Association is monitoring the discussion. The Austrian one is doing the same. And I think step by step, we will see here a stronger adoption to the system than we have seen the last 3-5 years, which was pretty much stable state.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. There are no further questions at this point, so I'd like to hand it back to Mr. Szyszkowitz for some closing remarks.
Yeah. Thank you for joining today's conference call. We will publish the results for the full financial year on Thursday, 14th of December. Additionally, I want to invite you once again to our Capital Markets Day, which we will host in London on the 5th of October. I am looking forward to welcoming you, and please get in touch with our investor relations team in case you have not received the safety date info or for any further questions. Have a nice day, and see you in London at the beginning of October. Goodbye.